I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Over the last two decades, the United States has increasingly played a major role in promoting women's rights around the world. The U.S. government spends more than $1 billion each year on international gender programs. What does that mean? Well, a lot of things, including efforts to end child marriage, business training for women so they can be more independent, and initiatives to promote reproductive health. But one of the first things President Trump did once in office was cut U.S. funding for organizations with ties to abortion services around the globe. So what else could the Trump administration do to limit these gender programs? The World's Jasmine Garz with our Across Women's Lives project has been looking into that. So Jasmine, what are the major concerns right now among activists for women's health rights abroad?
I think one of the major concerns right now is the future of UN programs that focus on women and on women's reproductive rights. This administration has made it very clear that they think the UN in general is a waste of American money, that funding should be cut drastically, Marco. You remember a few weeks ago, an executive order draft was leaked that very specifically targeted the UN Population Fund. And the UN Population Fund is responsible for providing access to family planning. And the US is a big deal in that equation. It's one of the major donors. They sent $75 million just in 2015. I reached out to Suzanne Ehlers. She's the CEO and president of an organization called PAI, which advances reproductive rights globally. And she said she's really worried.
I think it's actually a frontal assault on women and their basic health needs. I think that we are seeing that play out in so many other decisions coming out of this administration.
How big an influence is religion on the Trump administration on all this, Jasmine?
In the election, President Trump overwhelmingly won the white Catholic vote and the evangelical vote, and he did it very strategically. During his campaign, he had a faith advisory committee that was comprised of some of the most powerful evangelical and Catholic leaders. I spoke to one of those leaders, Austin Ruse. He's the president of the Catholic organization CFAM. CFAM is all about rolling back on family planning, contraception, and they want to focus more on maternal health and infant care. And here's what Austin Ruse said to me.
Women around the world pretty much know about contraception and have access to it. So spending yet another $9 billion a year on UN-style family planning is a waste of money, particularly when there are other even greater needs, you know, clean water, safe sanitation, and maternal health and child care.
And Marco, Ruse told me he feels like he has a close relationship with the Trump administration. Ruse used to be a writer for Breitbart. He has a connection with Steve Bannon, and he feels like this administration has a connection with him.
Just how different is the Trump White House from previous Republican administrations? Are people making an excessively big deal of something that seems to happen whenever a Republican is in office?
I do think there's a little bit of amnesia with some of these headlines. I mean, it's true. Republican administrations roll back on birth control programs. They roll back on women's issues. And during George W. Bush, we cut the UN Population Fund. In a way, nothing that's happening is new. But what I did discuss with several activists is they feel like some of this very crass rhetoric the president engaged in during the campaign is really sending a message out. And the undeniable fact that no other American president has angered women's groups so much.
The World's Jasmine Garz with our Across Women's Lives project. Thanks very much for telling us about all this.
Thank you for having me.